This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
This is the best title of a book I have ever seen. It's called Nobody Really Has Their Shit Together. That's the title of this new book by Luke John Matthew Arnold. And I must admit, when I first read it, I felt a little bit relieved. Luke, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Is it true? Are we all the same? Does nobody really have their shit together?
Look, I'm yet to meet them. I thought my nana did in the later years of life, but then she cracked it. So who can say? No idea.
What prompted you to write the book?
It just going through a journey of mental health. Well, first coming out, living in an area down in southern Sydney where gays weren't too, they were a bit frowned upon growing up. So coming out and then mental health journeys and things like that, and just kind of bursting out of that stuff and not only kind of helping resolve that, but also, yeah, finding a sense of belonging and also just how doodling and drawing really helps.
We often assume, though, don't we? We think we're the only one having a bad time and yeah. You know, the world is against us, but it's not the case, is it?
Not at all. The moment you start sharing your shit with someone, guess what? They're going to share some back. And I think that's important to remember. True. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a food fight, but with emotional shit. And it's great. I think, and I mean, it sounds a bit overwhelming, everyone just sharing their problems, but at the same time, what it's saying, it's normalizing it and saying, actually, we're all in this kind of, you know, struggle here and there and in diverse ways, but we all, you know, have bumpy paths here and there. So yeah, start normalizing it.
I feel like if you think about social media, you know, it's made it worse because we all see those curated images of people and everyone is so happy. They've all got their polished white teeth and we lose touch with, I suppose, the reality that many of them are miserable and having just as hard a time as we are just getting by day to day. What do you reckon? Do you reckon that's made it worse?
Oh, definitely. I mean, this Insta kind of lifestyle that's kind of, you know, under many filters, it does give a false narrative, especially the younger audiences, I think, and puts a lot of pressure on people, from body image to mental health to having money to being on a yacht to being in an aeroplane. It's all bullshit. Like, I'm just like, who can keep up with that, honestly? And I think it's important to just, yeah, remember that it's just... Think of it like art. It's just produced. It's made. It's like TV and everything else. It's all just another media as opposed to reality. It is not reality whatsoever.
Exactly. We're chatting to Luke John Matthew Arnold, who has a new book out. The book is titled Nobody Really Has Their Shit Together. So that's why we're swearing a little bit, and we apologise for that in this segment at the moment. I think about it. I've had a few things happen to me, Luke, recently. Mm-hmm. Just some personal stuff. And this morning I thought, you know what? I'm just going to treat myself. And I went out and I had a haircut, and I had the most amazing barber who is just absolutely amazing. And then I thought, I'm going to buy a really nice sandwich and roll. And I walked down my local high street and and all of a sudden I became overwhelmed with some of the things that are happening, you know, in my life at the moment. And they're nothing different to what happens in everyone's life. But I started getting a little bit teary. And then I thought, oh, my goodness. And I quickly ran. I thought, I better get back to my car before anyone sees me. And then I thought, no, it doesn't matter, does it? We should be proud that we don't have our shit together, and there's nothing wrong with that. We don't have to hide it.
And I think crying is just as important as smiling and all the rest. Like, we have such shame about showing the, you know, the physical attributes that come with sadder or challenging emotions, and we hide them. You know, quick, get in your car and cry, or, you know, hide in a dark room, or as I used to do, go into the work toilets and hide in the cubicle and have a cry. But in actual fact, if we can laugh and smile and everything else, and we're more comfortable showing our anger than we are our sadness, I think it's really important. There's an illustrator, Claire Ritchie, who I love and a good friend of mine, and she'll happily tear up and show them cry. And I remember that. It was such a moment for me going, oh, sugar, you can just express those emotions. It's really important. It's quite a vulnerable but also connecting kind of thing. So, yeah, good on you for just rolling with it.
Luke, how do you describe how people use the book? I mean, it's not a book with, hundreds of pages of small text to read. There's some beautiful illustrations in there. Tell us how you want people to utilize the book.
Look, I don't think it's necessarily a book that you sit down and start at page one and go through to the end. I mean, obviously, please do and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But and I guess anyone would want to do that with a new book. But generally speaking, it's just, I think, kind of like a magic eight ball. You know, if you are having a tough time or just want to giggle or just a reminder that I might be down in the dumps, but hey, who isn't to a degree or here and there? Just open up to a random page, you know, and flick through randomly and stuff. I think it's more about that, just that little kick in the bum to say, hey, it's okay, you don't have to. You know, I hate people saying you've got this, you don't have to have this. Just center yourself. Remember that this is life, this is part of it. Ride whatever emotional wave you're on, and, you know, you should be okay. And there's some activities in there too that you can scan and, you know, make postcards and stuff and send to your mates or family or whatever you want or yourself. So there's a few fun things in there to do as well.
Luke, I have to, if I can just read one of the pages out that stuck with me. And it's about, you know, when we think we've got too much on our plate at the moment. And I mean, I've got a lot going on, there's a lot of work going on, et cetera. And I probably have taken on more than I should have taken on. And I opened the book, and I'm not joking, I opened the book, and this is the page that was staring at me. And it said, and I love it, I absolutely love it. I think it's brilliant. It said, bitten off more than you can chew, well, just swallow for tomorrow because it will all be poo. I love it.
Sorry, it's just weird hearing someone read that back to me. Yes, and that's exactly it. Like, but don't worry, tomorrow's just going to be flushed and gone, you know. And that's the thing. I mean, I know it's tongue-in-cheek and it's funny, but I'm not making fun of mental
health.
That's true. What I'm trying to do is, people often laugh at me, but it's literally how I just talk day to day as well. I say all these weird things. And But I'm glad you opened up to that today.
And definitely, and sometimes we can intellectualize things, can't we? But sometimes something is said just so simple, the penny drops and it falls into place. And I think that's what you've done with this book. What's been the response so far?
People have really enjoyed it. I think, it's only hit shelves today. So people are only getting their copies today, but I've spoken to about 5 people and they're over the moon and they're really happy with it and they think it's quite funny and, you know, they like it. I don't know. It's very new. So today's the day. So, you know, ask me in a week and I can give you a better answer. But so far people are happy. And that makes me happy.
I think it's funny. Be proud, be happy when you move the F on from something crappy. It is so good. It's very witty, Luke. Congratulations. Well done with the book. The book is called Nobody Really Has Their Shit Together. It's by Luke John Matthew Arnold. Luke, thanks for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.